Tell you what, Farm Machinery Show is all about running into friends and seeing people you know. And a gentleman who probably grew up here at the National Farm Machinery Show, even the championship track pool arena too, James Darren Hunt. And tell us, how's it going this year?
Alan, you know, it's going really good. Blessed to be able to come here, like you said, catch up with a lot of our friends that get to come in here and see us. Pit crewing for my older brother, Brandon, this week, as is the usual now. So we get to have a lot of fun with that. I've got my family up here, my wife, my little boy. They're over in the case booth. He's climbing all over the new tractors and combines and stuff. So having a good year, always a blessing to come up here and be around everybody, and we thoroughly enjoy it.
What have you seen this year? Anything interesting, anything new out there that struck your mind?
The thing that I like the most is probably the Stars and Stripes Magnum over in the case booth. Yep. I hadn't been around over there to see too much of anything else yet. That's kind of what we saw and kind of what everybody sends me pictures of, I guess. So I'm hoping to be able to go over there and walk around here in a few hours and catch some of the cool stuff we've got. We've got a booth over there, H&R does, so we always enjoy, staffing that thing and getting to catch up with our customers and new prospective people that are able to come in and sign up and get some giveaways and stuff like that. So it's always a good time.
I stopped by the booth yesterday. They're busy and busy, busy, busy. And Kaylin, I guess, is the queen of tractor pull tickets.
That's right. Yep. It is a full-time job around this time of year to try to keep all that stuff organized and what we have and what we don't have and what people need and where they need them. It's always a mess, but she does a good job with that. Takes a lot off my grandpa and my dad to try to keep that stuff organized and freeze us up a little bit. Be able to meet with some manufacturers and get some things done here before the springtime and the winter meetings and stuff here. We actually get the ear of the manufacturer guys while they're here and get to pull them into meetings and discuss kind of what our outlook's going to look like for the next year going forward. If we got any problems, we're able to address those, which is always good. And then they get to tell us what we're doing wrong or right.
I like that. So yeah, I had a chance to run into one of your friends, Sean Durant, yesterday from Case IH, and talk about the new Puma tractor. It's a neat-looking tractor.
It is. You know, the Puma series, they've had a completely new relaunch of that tractor. I think they did that at Agritechnica earlier this year. And it's just it's going to be a unique tractor. It's going to fit a good niche for us in our lineup. It's a good blend of – it's big enough to be able to do some row crop stuff, but it's real good in the cattle market as well. So – In the economy that we're in and in the price constraints and stuff that we're in, that helps sometimes. We can do a few things more with those size tractors than we've been able to in the past, and it kind of gets to be a utility tractor. So I'm excited to get my hands on one, get behind the seat, grab the steering wheel and see what we can get it done with it, and, put it through the paces and kind of be able to advocate for my customers on what we need going forward.
Farm business still hanging pretty good for you? I know it's a little tighter time we've been used to in farm and agriculture, but things still looking good for you?
You know it is. The world is altogether different than what we've been used to in the last 5 or 6 years. A lot of things facing our customers today, and vis-a-vis a lot of things are facing us today. So not that anything is, doom and gloom. We just got to figure out a different way to draw the stick, man. So trying to get in and take care of our customers, provide solutions for them where they're still able to take care of their business and make money, because if they're not making any money, we're not making any money. So trying to get together and do everything that we can to be a united front for our customers, team up with them, and I think we're going to have a good 26.
Anyway, I know you're not in the driver's seat anymore, but when Brandon puts Living the Dream out there on the track, do you still get excited about it?
I do. It was driving was fun. I mean, when we had two tractors here, it was neat because Brandon and I we'd swap roles a little bit, and that was fun for us. But now we get to, I just get to sit back and take the crew chief spot, and I like that a lot. The preparation and knowing the dirt, knowing where to go on the track, how to set up the tractor, that's still a lot of fun for us. And Brandon and I, we have a really good relationship, being able to talk together and figure out what we're going to try to do to get this thing hooked into the track. We see things similarly. We've been doing it together for 20 years now, so it's... But whenever he tightens that chain, I still get the goosebumps that come down my back. So it's tougher than it used to be with the alcohols and the diesels now, for sure. It adds another wrinkle into it. But we've got every bullet in the gun that we've got to get in there. So we don't know how many it's going to take, but we know how many we're going to use.
Listen, good luck tomorrow night. I hope you guys do well. Always good to see you, my friend.
Hey, my friend, always good to see you. Thank you for everything you do for us and agriculture and traveling the bluegrass and stuff. The world wouldn't be the same without you.